Hi, welcome to Sunday. I know we can be all over on Zoom, so I am located and landing and zooming to you from Oakland, California, here in unceded Ohlone territory. And I'm coming to you recently from being on the land at Spirit Rock. I was on a 10-day concentration retreat. That is Samadhi, that's concentrating on the breath. Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm still landing, and so I'm going to share that with you a little bit today. 10 days of silence. I took the retreat with my mom, my 80-year-old mother, and my best friend, Ramona Lisa Ortiz Smith. I don't know, you might know her. We were retreat managers together at Spirit Rock before COVID. And now the impermanence came along, which was COVID, and changed the job, and we're out teaching and doing so many other things. And what the blessing was that Spirit Rock gave us retreat days for working there, and I had 20 retreat days to use. So this retreat was a gift to myself. And a blessing. I want to tell you that it was the most different. I've done retreats. I've done a month long. I've done some other retreats there. Worked many, many retreats. But this is the first retreat that started with that you needed to be in a relaxed space. And the first thing we did was make a vow of releasing what Philip Moffat called the JCF. So we released the judging mind. We release the comparing mind, and we release the fixing mind. And so I'm just going to ask you, just for today, just for this little time together, to see if you two can just in this second, think about, for this next meditation moment, we're going to meditate for 30 minutes. I'm going to release my judging mind. I'm not going to judge it against other meditations I have or other times that I've tried to meditate. This is going to be fresh and new and right now. I'd like you also to think to yourself about releasing your comparing mind and not trying to compare today to another day or what the future is going to bring, but just kind of let that go. And finally, contemplating the releasing of your fixing mind, of needing to fix it in the minute. I think that just pulls our mind in so many directions. And what's going to happen in this next 30 minutes is what's supposed to happen right now, today. There's a faith that the right things are happening. So if you can relax into that, I am, through my traditions, going to call the directions here first, and then and honor our ancestors, and then we'll sit for 30 minutes with some light guided instruction. So as you're sitting, you know, may or may not know what direction you're facing. You might want to think in your mind's eye where the sun rises, where you're at, so that's the east, and where it sets is the west. And then in between those is the south and the north. So just kind of giving yourself that permission, and it's okay if you're kind of off by a few degrees, right? We're just going to sit here and incline our mind towards the north. Grandfathers and grandmothers of the north, granduncles, grandaunties, queer ancestors of the north, the direction of the wise ones, and also the direction of the warriors. So I call it the wise warriors that know how to complete things and know when the battle, when we must stand for justice. We call on you, ancestors of the north, in the direction of the air and the air devas. And as we fall in love with our breath or focus on our breath, we call on you today, O North. Turning our mind and inclining our direction around until we focus on the east. The east, the direction of the rising sun. Grandfathers and grandmothers of the East, grand uncles, grand aunties, queer ancestors of the East, known and unknown, blood and not blood, we call on you, warriors and visionaries, those that hold the vision or that obtain the vision and watch the unfolding and give the path markers. We call on you, please, to be with us, the direction of the fire. To acknowledge the fire within that runs our brains and our muscles, our electrical system. We acknowledge you, fire in the East. And turning our mind around and inclining it towards the South. Grandfathers and grandmothers of the South, grand uncles, grand aunties, queer ancestors, blood, not blood, known and unknown, we call on you, O healers, O ones that see things in new ways, wondrous eyes, new beginnings. We call on you to heal the direction of the earth in which we give our issues and troubles right now, the earth in which we celebrate in the trees, animals and the life around us. We acknowledge you, South. And turning our direction in our mind and inclining it towards the West, the direction of where the sun sets. In many traditions here on this continent, it is the direction of the mother or of the womb, of life, of nurturing. Also of teachers, teachers of love and the love of teaching. We call on you, ancestors, grandfathers, grandmothers, granduncles, grand aunties, queer ancestors of the West, the direction of water, the devas of the water, and the fluid and the cleansing of our tears and our sweat and our bodies that are mostly water. We embrace you, O West. To the above, the universe, the moon, the stardust that's in us, we welcome you. To the below, this earth with its gravity that holds us in place. And again, all the animals and nature connected to it. And to this middle lane of Zoom, of electronic, of interpersonal connection, we seal the sphere. And begin our meditation, releasing judgment, releasing comparing, releasing fixing, finding your position for meditation, be it sitting, standing, laying down, even walking, taking two deep breaths, full body, releasing with the sound, another deep body breath, and release. Focusing on the breath today, I'm going to start with full body breathing. And one of the ways that helped me during this retreat was to put my hand over my belly. Rest my arm on this shelf I carry around with me. I learned to love my belly as it helped me connect with my breath, rising up and down with each wave, with each rhythm. And see if you can find the many ways you feel your breath in your full body for these next couple of minutes. Maybe the knowing or the remembering that our mind was built for action and thoughts, and multitasking and worrying and planning. And we're asking it to do something new today. Practicing, focusing on the breath. So as things come up, maybe just for this meditation, we could say, not now, and return to the breath. Or we just note what they are and return to the breath. Whole body breathing. One of the key points I learned in falling in love with my breath was I had to start from a relaxed position. Maybe taking a scan of your body and relaxing those shoulders, jaw, areas that we hold tension, your belly, your legs. Relaxing. And returning to the breath. Leaving the judgment out, leaving the fixing out, comparing. If you lose the breath, oh, kindly, almost playfully, just go back. Returning, starting again. Many times I would say fresh. It's a fresh breath, a fresh start. Besides relaxation, another main factor was being happy and contented in this dance with the breath. So here in the middle, let's send some metta, loving kindness, breathing in happiness. May I be happy. Breathing in safety. May I be safe. Breathing in ease. May I be easeful. Breathing in health. May I be healthy. From this place, loving kindness and relaxation, return to the breath, full body. Feeling my lungs fill, feeling my arm move on my belly, safe, connected, supported by benefactors and ancestors. Touch the breath lightly, like a feather or a needle on the record. Following it in and out. Relaxed. Happy. Starting fresh. Sounds and feelings and emotions arise in the body, and I'm inviting for this meditation, just noting them or saying, not now, and returning to your breath and starting to move your focus to the front of your nose, your upper lip, from full body to a more focused look. The breath comes through my nose. The air coming through is cool. The air going out is warmer. Can count my breaths, give my mind something to do, say breathing in, breathing out, focusing on the area of the tip of the nose, the tip of the nose. Remembering to be gentle, be kind. Your experience is what it is. You can spend the whole time starting fresh. That's okay. And if you are dancing with your breath, images you could use are a silk piece of fabric in the wind, feather, sometimes a wave crashing on a beach and rescinding. Breath is beautiful. Works without us thinking about it. Provides life, energy. Releasing the judging mind, releasing the comparing mind, and releasing the fixing mind. This is what it is right now. Relaxing as much as possible. Being in the space of love and compassion. Patience, kindness. Return to the breath. In, out. Your mind wanders, thoughts come in, start fresh, waiting for that fresh breath, release any thoughts of judgment or comparing or fixing. Starting fresh. a relaxed body. Happiness, patience, starting fresh, again and again. I know we're at different levels here, and I'm going to give about 10 minutes of complete silence. I may say starting fresh once or twice. But for the most part, for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to let you play with the breath. If it's not working, go back to your regular meditation practice. Be kind and play. Fresh. Fresh breath. Fresh breath. You're doing good. No matter however it's going. Returning again to the breath. If you've been gone. Mudita, if you've maintained. Everyone's on their different journey with meditation and breath. And I honor however you did. Keeping it fresh and kind. As we move towards closing of this session, Returning to loving kindness for a moment, breathing in happiness. May I be happy. Breathing in joy. May I have joy. Breathing in safety. May I be safe. Breathing in well-being. May my being be well. And now, at the end of this sit, I release you from suspending your judging mind. I release you from suspending your comparing mind. And I release you from suspending that thinking mind. We come back to this moment now and on this body. Well, that was just a taste of concentration. It was 10-day retreat, so for me, 8 of those days was in heavy work with this. It took like 2 to 3 days to really take the hindrances out of play, and it certainly took like another day, and then something happened that took me off track and I had to really focus in again. And one of the things I did was I went out in nature. They have these beautiful chairs around the campus there at Spirit Rock. And one's under an oak tree, which looks over these hills, and another one's in this jungle-ish area. And I took earplugs. I had the silicone earplugs. I have my mask, of course, because if you've ever tried to check your breath, wearing a mask and meditating really brings it right to that nose area. I even tried it with the taking out my vision too, just to really focus in on the breath. And I cover myself with this poncho so the bugs wouldn't land on my face. It was quite a sight, I'm sure, for anybody that walked up on me. But it really allowed me to hear it. You know, if you had difficulty finding your breath, you're not alone. It's not easy. And it takes time. And what this, you know, the retreat was called concentration. It takes concentration. But what I really liked about it was that you needed to be relaxed and you needed to be in this place of like happiness and contentment, which at Spirit Rock is a balance because it's a beautiful place. You're in nature. All your food's taken care of, right? And you've got the showers and the bathrooms. You got a little cubby bed. You got your own room. And yet, it was mostly white people. You know, I went on a retreat with my mom and Ramona, so we had our little triad. And we sat together. And actually, because we used to be retreat managers there, we even were housed together. Ramona was right above me, and my mom and I slept right next to each other. And though in all the writings they talk about, you know, separating and letting everybody have their own retreat, I know for us there was a sense of security and safety being close together in such a... I mean, there was 97 people, I think, and there was maybe a BIPOC. We had a BIPOC sit, of which 10 people attended pretty regularly, and maybe there was 5 to maybe 10, you know, maybe 5 or 7 more than that. So you know, that kind of ratio that can happen sometimes, especially in meditative spaces. So so relaxing and coming from a happy place sometimes took me out into nature. I just had to be out of the hall. And then also I attended we have the affinity sits. I attended both the the BIPOC sit and the LGBTQIA 2S G and C sit. And those were anchors for sure. And like I said, I had worked this retreat, but I had never sat it. I took it because it was 10 days and I needed to use my retreat days, and then found out my mom was taking it as well separately. And the way that it started with kindness and loving mind and releasing judging, comparing, fixing mind was game changing for me. It just really it helped. And we moved at the end of the retreat, we moved to Vipassana. So this is Satipatthana, I think it's called. Samadhi. Samadhi is concentration. That's the Pali word. So this is a samadhi retreat. A Vipassana retreat and a Vipassana meditation different than what I told you during our meditation, where I told you to, as things arise, to say not now, or to just kind of shelve them away. And Vipassana, you would actually look at what comes up, and you would use rain, or you would use some other way to like see what's coming up in your mind. But in this concentration, it was about actually quieting all that, getting to a really calm state, and then the breath is like this really single point of focus. So it's different in how it goes about what's happening inside, as you're doing it. The concentration samadhi is in so many lists in Buddhism. It's in the Noble Eightfold Path. Wise concentration is there. Five spiritual faculties and powers. It's faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Seven factories of awakening. It's right there too, next to tranquility and equanimity. So concentration is samadhi is part of all these different paths. And yet it's taught so different. It was refreshing. So let's see. I wanted to share with you a couple of the gems that I got on retreat. And then we'll open for discussion. One of them was I talk about the hindrances. The hindrances are the things that kind of are labels for things that pull us from our center when we're meditating. And Amana, you might know Amana as one of the teachers on this retreat. Amana reminded me of a quick way to go through your hindrances. It's yes, no, stop, go. Could be yes, could be no. So yes is desire. You're wanting things, or that clinging, or that wanting a better experience, or thinking of ice cream in the middle of a 10-day retreat. So that's the yes. No is aversion, right? No, pushing away, not thinking about it, or having aversion to it, something that comes up, like having peas in the table. That's I have aversion. And then stop, that's that sloth and torpor. That's the sleepiness. That's like you're stopped, you're kind of like sleepy, you're tired. And then go is restlessness and worry. That was the hindrance that I was in most of this retreat, especially doing a retreat with my 80-year-old mother. I really got to look at worry in my head. And one of the teachers cautioned me about infantilizing my mom. And that was big. So that was the one I was working with. The restless and worry, that's a go. So yes, desire, no, aversion, stop, sloth and torpor, go, restlessness and worry. And then could be yes, could be no, is what I experienced just before teaching this class, which is doubt, which comes up every once in a while. So those are the five hindrances. And so I found that it was only when I was in a place. Amana coached me on this. She goes, check and make sure that there's no, but all you're hindrance free. And so I would go through them, that yes, no, stop, go, could be yes, could be no, and see if anything was there. And then I did that metta practice I did with you about breathing in happiness, I'm happy, and breathing in security, I'm secure, and that helped me really center on that. And I have to tell you that I did a lot of praying, praying to the directions, like I called this morning, praying to the devas. I prayed to the. I've just been starting to work with devas in Buddhism. I've been wearing this dragonfly because they are what the devas fly around on, and so I'm calling them to me. And I had this realization that fire devas are in our body in the way that our brain fires through electrical firings, and also our muscles and body. So I prayed on the fire devas to come and calm this brain, especially after an incident that happened in the middle. So let's see. I had to go into my faith practice, which is interesting with Buddhism. I had to I was I you have a meeting with a teacher every other day on these retreats. And so when I was challenged through some white privilege in my job, I had to resort to some faith phrases. I trust the way things are and the right things are happening, and I had to go out into nature. So I'm trying to think if there's any more gems. It was such a beautiful retreat. And if you ever get a chance to do a concentration retreat, I highly suggest it. Though I think for this longer period of time is good. Nikki, one of the teachers, Nikki, I always mispronounce her name, but she teaches at Spirit Rock Megafori. She's doing a month long at the Forest Refuge next year, and I'm contemplating actually doing a month of this, of falling in love with my breath for a month, in the Forest Refuge. So let's see. Right, I think the only last thing is I did catch it. I found that if I exhaled, if I found myself holding the breath like I was controlling it, I released it completely and let the breath come to me, and then tried to just hold it lightly. And a lot of times I was really amazed at how shallow I breathe during the day, and or when I need the deeper breaths. And I was able to concentrate here, though. Like I told you, I fell in love with my belly, which is the first time I said something nice about my belly in a long time, because it helped me feel my breath come in at the beginning. I danced with it like it was a silk flag, like it was this beach in Hawaii that I've been to with some pebbles. So it had that sound of coming in and coming out. I'll open it. I'll open it to questions now, and we'll see how things go. So thank you for your time and attention. And I so appreciate being with you here this morning. Sorry. There's seven factors that Sally Armstrong, she's one of the teachers, she gave us for seven factors for concentration. So, and I wrote them down. These are Sally's seven factors of concentration. You see, I called it steps or stages before. And you can see it was on my wall tape. So the first one is dun, 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 relaxation, right? That's the first stage of concentration. Relaxation, first factor. Sorry, they don't go in order. Number two, contentment and happiness. Right? That's where I was taking us. So that's the second factor of concentration. Third is continuity. And that's the reason for the retreat. We did it an hour sitting meditation, 45 minutes walking meditation, still focusing on the breath. Then another 45 minutes of sitting, then another 45 walking. So it was the idea of continuing it on and off the cushion in all different sorts of motions. Number four was a balanced effort. So watching your energy, making sure it's balanced, equanimity there. Five was the calm, stillness, and silence is a factor. Six, I love simplicity, making it simple. Sometimes that counting or just noting the breath, or the more complicated you make it, the less chance you were gonna. And at first, I had seven as surrender, but then renunciation came in too. So seventh was renunciation or surrendering. And there was a lot of that too, just letting go, breathing in, letting go, breathing out, letting go. So there you got a 10 day retreat concentrated into 15 minutes here. But you got a little toe in the water, a little taste of what it could be, I hope. And now after sharing those factors, I do that. I highly recommend if you go on retreat to bring a roll of blue tape, painter's tape, and then as words come in, I just put them up on the wall. And then when I wake up, I'm looking at them. When I go to sleep, I'm looking at them. So that's again just me. Okay. Thank you again for your attention. And I'm open for questions. Just grounding for another second before we zoom off into our different lives. And I release west, south, east, and north. Not releasing, but just a deep gratitude for any ancestors, any devas that came to assist us. May they stay with us today and for the rest of, our paths. And just gratitude for this grouping, impermanence. Things come together, they fall away. We were brought together for a reason today. I thank you, each and every one. The merit of our practice radiates out from each of us, forming this web that covers this globe. That affects change. May all beings, all creatures be safe, have a form of happiness and ease. Ashe, amen. Hallelujah. I hope.